Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and before we transition from the presidential race to art, and we will transition back to the presidential race for most of next hour, including on the bump with white women that the McCain-Palin ticket got in the polls after the convention. We'll get two very different views on what that means, but it is time for you to vote. Not for president, but for what topics to include in our 30 Issues in 30 Days presidential election series. The topics that many of you nominated over the last few weeks are now listed on our webpage with software that lets you rank them in order of importance. A few hundred people have voted already. Rank your top three or rank them all. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. You have until next Monday to do this, so you should do this soon. We've got a five-day voting period in our 30 Issues in 30 Days nomination process. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. It'll be fun as well as interesting. Now, America's largest art museum, not to mention New York's, has a new director. The Met has announced Thomas Campbell will take over the spot starting January 1st. He will officially be unveiled at the Met later this morning. Philippe de Montebello, the museum's current and legendary director, has held that job since 1977. So what does it take to manage a cultural behemoth like the Met? For more now, we've got Lee Rosenbaum, frequent contributor to the Arts and Leisure page for the Wall Street Journal. She also blogs at Culture Girl on artsjournal.com. And also with us, Roberta Smith, an art critic with the New York Times. So, Lee and Roberta, thanks for coming on with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. We mentioned, Roberta, the current curator, Montebello, has held this job since the 70s. Is he leaving now just because it's time, or is there some specific reason?
Well, I think he's reached a certain age, and his health could be better, and it's time for them to start to worry about the future and tend to replace him. So I think the timing is good.
Where do you start with the Montebello legacy?
There are too many places to start. I mean, most recently would be the Greek and Roman wing and all kinds of great shows. And I think the main legacy is probably the example of a very good director listening to his curators and putting curators and art first.
Lee, same question. Where do you start with the Montebello legacy?
Well, the main thing, and Roberta hit on it in her last comment, is upholding standards. He says the first word in art museum is art. Art comes first. He has avoided a kind of trivial popularization, atmospherics, glitzy installation. He has kept with the scholarship and the excellence of the art, and that's Tom Campbell's strength as well.
He's also been a popularizer, hasn't he?
Yes, but the shows get popular for all the right reasons, because they are great shows with fantastic works of art. And the tapestry show that Tom Campbell did was something that no one expected would be popular, but it was a blockbuster for all the right reasons.
So we'll come back to Tom Campbell in a minute, but this goes all the way back to the Tutankhamun exhibit. How long ago was that? And there was controversy once upon a time over these blockbuster exhibits and whether Montebello was commercializing, you know, the very non-commercial Met, right? Is that a controversy long ago that everybody kind of scoffs at now? Roberta?
Well, it sort of gets worse and worse, because the Tutankhamun show that the Met did was nothing compared to the one that we have circling the world right now. But I think that he has, as Lee said, he's managed to sort of combine the best of both worlds, to do shows that are immensely attractive to a larger public and to understand the benefit, but without letting them get completely out of hand.
Lee, you wanted to add something more to that?
Well, in all fairness to Philippe de Montebello, Tutankhamun was not under his watch.
It was a great show.
That was under Hoving's watch.
Yeah.
Yes, there have been lots of blockbusters since then, and it's always amusing that every so often Philippe says, well, the age of the blockbuster is over. We have to focus on our permanent collection, and then they come up with the next wonderful show. But we're all grateful to see those works coming in from all over the world.
Roberta, who is Thomas Campbell?
Well, it takes the art world a bit by surprise, I think. He's done these two fabulous shows. He's in one of the Met's greatest departments. He's the head of this institute for textiles. And his name, Lee would know this better than I, but his name was not exactly being bruited about before the selection was made.
Really? So he's the Sarah Palin of the art world.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he's also making a really good impression.
Only in that respect. Really making a good impression at first how?
Well, it's just, I don't know, from my point of view, I'm very excited by this choice. I mean, they've got somebody who's really young, who's really scholarly, and who's from inside the museum. So that sort of combines, that meets a lot of important criteria right off the bat. And he's young enough to learn what he doesn't know, and he has deep expertise, and he has the long-time experience with curators in the museum who seem to like him. So I think it's a very kind of promising, cheering thing, particularly given the state of the New York Art Museum world.
Lee, surprised, delighted?
Surprised, delighted, and a little worried. I mean, everything Roberta said is true, but he is lacking that one essential trait of being a museum director and of the preeminent museum in the country, and that's having been a museum director before, having the financial expertise, the administrative expertise. He's going to have to be a quick study. There are going to be lots of people here at the Met, and I'm at the Met right now, by the way, waiting for the press conference. There are going to be a lot of people here at the Met who are going to have to bring him up to speed here before he takes over in January.
So the Sarah Palin parallels just continue unabated.
Oh, come on, Brian.
No, not at all, please. It's much easier to learn to administrate than it is to learn to understand the curator's role and the importance of art objects.
Really? You want to talk about the curator's role a little bit and why that's so difficult?
Well, in these times when curators are being pressed to earn money for their own shows, to do shows that are popular, one worries about if they're influenced by trustees and making acquisitions, it's become one of the hardest jobs in the art world. You have so many different people to please and so many different pressures. And they're really the blood of a museum. And so being, attending to their care and feeding and keeping it so that they can work rather than be distracted by other things is very, very mm-hmm. important.
I understand that one controversy at the museum is the place of contemporary art. Mm-hmm. Is that true, Lee?
There's a lot of feeling, and I guess I share it, that the Met has never quite gotten it right when it comes to that. And Michael Kimmelman, Roberta's colleague in Today's Times, said that contemporary is important, but he seems to indicate it should be second among equals. I think it needs to be given equal importance to all the other areas of the Met. It is part of the story of art history, and I think maybe they need to get an expert, a specialist in.
Well, that the Met could do right away is undo its recent decision, which was to combine modern and contemporary
exactly.
art with the 19th century European art departments. I mean, it's ludicrous to think that can be managed by a single person.
Or maybe some people are thinking, well, should I really care about this? When I want contemporary, I go to the modern, I go to the Whitney. When I want old, I go to the Met.
Okay, so say if you want old master prints and drawings, let's go to the Morgan. I mean, that argument doesn't really hold. We want the Encyclopedic Museum to have all the chapters.
And what about budget before you go? I understand that they ran a surplus in the 2007 fiscal year, mm-hmm. but before that there had consistently been a deficit. There's a lot of city funding. People don't realize it goes into the Met. Are they in good fiscal shape?
Well, the 2008 fiscal annual report hasn't been published yet. I eagerly awaited to see what happened this year. They've run a lot of deficits over the years, and that's one of the big challenges of the new director, and I'm not sure that he's got much experience in that yet. Yes, that's a constant issue.
Roberta?
I agree.
Well, then we have to stop. Lee Rosenbaum, who contributes to the Arts and Leisure page for the Wall Street Journal.
Leisure and Arts page, by the way.
Leisure and Arts in that newspaper. Forgive me. It's a reflex. She also blogs as Culture Girl. That's GRRL, right?
Correct.
Culture Girl on artsjournal.com. And Roberta Smith is an art critic with the New York Times. Thanks, both of you, very much.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, why we all survived the opening of the Large Hadron Collider so far. Stay tuned.